It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Check out our fun and educational trivia questions on beunique.org. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook on our Be Unique Radio page for your chance to win a gift every week. That's beunique.org.
Warning, side effects may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 minutes. Hey, Gene, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing over there? How you doing? Oh,
good. A little chilly over here in Florida, but we're getting through it.
Yeah. You know, Monday and all that.
Well, you know, kind of the weather here is kind of like our word of the day. It's subliminal.
Yes.
Because
subliminal.
It's subliminal. Because, okay. You know, the cold is very, if you're a Florida native, it's really cold. Everybody's bundling up and wearing their, you know, mucklucks and whatnot, their leather jackets and their fur coats and their faux fur, of course, and their mufflers. But if you're from New York, like Barb Marino, one of our sponsors, then you're running around in flip-flops and shorts and shirt sleeves, you know, no big deal. Because the weather is kind of subliminal. And subliminal, the reason I call it that is because it's below the threshold of sensation.
Oh. So
if you're cold or not, depends on your threshold. Mm-hmm. But it's also a mental process. You could be perceived by or affecting someone's mind without their being aware of it. Something
really?
That's subliminal is not readily apparent, or it's concealed. It could also be obscure, unexplained, and undisclosed. So, great segue into the topic. And our topic is Mother Goose had it going on. Now, what do you have any favorite nursery rhymes from your childhood?
Well, I mean, not so much. I remember Jack Sprat could eat no fat and his wife could eat no lean. I thought that was
interesting. And so between the two of them, they licked the platter clean.
Yeah. Because, I mean, food was a big part of my life as a kid. And the old lady who lived in the shoe.
She had so many children, she didn't know what to do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I'd know what to do. I remember thinking that, especially if I lived in a shoe.
Yeah. I can remember when I was a child, we had the World Book Encyclopedias.
Uh-huh.
And if you paid extra, which my parents did, we got a set of children's books. I forget what they were called. They had a special name.
Oh, yeah.
They were a different color.
Like Junior Encyclopedia Juniors or whatever.
Yeah, they were so much fun. And there was one that was all about the nursery rhymes. And I remember the picture of the old lady in a shoe. It was like a three-story house. It had a sliding board and everything. But did you know that most nursery rhymes have hidden meanings?
Well, I guess I hadn't really thought about that, but yeah, I suppose they could.
Well, they were written hundreds of years ago. A lot of these are like folk tales and folklore that go way, way back, like Jack and the Beanstalk. You know, Jack was a kind of a lazy boy, and his mother said, take the cow to town and sell her. They were hungry. They'd run out of food. And his mother said, take the cow and sell her at market and get as much money as you can for her. Well, Jack found someone who offered him 5 beans for his cow. But they weren't just any beans. They were magic beans. And Jack believed it. Mm-hmm. Well, when he came home with the 5 magic beans, his mother was furious. She threw the beans out the window. And she said, now we have nothing to eat.
Well, because she threw the beans out the window.
Yeah. But it's a good thing she didn't cook them. Because they grew into this one gigantic beanstalk. And if anybody's ever grown green beans or just about any kind of bean, the stalks can go, you know, very tall. And most people have to put them up on a fence or a stake of some sort to keep them from falling over. Mm-hmm. Well, this beanstalk didn't need any help. It was gigantic. And Jack ended up at some point, because he was curious, he climbed up this beanstalk. And it took him into the clouds and beyond. And it took him to a giant's domain. And this giant apparently had been robbing from people all the time. He had lots of gold and silver and all kinds of amazing things. And if you remember, part of that story has to do with the golden goose, the goose that laid the golden egg.
Yeah.
And the giant had this goose and it laid a golden egg. And Jack ended up stealing the goose, which of course told on, because as Jack's running, this goose is going, hop, 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 you know. And Jack had to end up chopping down the beanstalk. And then the giant, which was chasing Jack, fell down and died. And once again, Jack had no money, but he had the goose that laid the golden egg. And he would sell the golden eggs and he could live forever very comfortably. And then his mother decided, oh, I'm going to open up the goose and get all the eggs out. So she killed the goose.
Dang.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a very confusing, long story about a lot of mistakes that we make. Now, I don't have the answer to that particular nursery rhyme, but I do, because Barb is our researcher. She gave me some good little hidden meanings about some nursery rhymes. Well,
hey, Mary, yeah. You were that story, Jack and the Beanstalk, you were telling, that reminds me of something I was looking at. I just found again, as I was kind of looking over some information about this. It's a version that this is a little bit longer version of a childhood story, that appeared back in 1917. That I remember reading as a kid, not in 1917, but I just thought the parallel was pretty interesting. Here, let me see if I can read this real quick for
you. Okay.
Old Mother Goose, when she wanted to wander, would ride through the air on a very fine gander. Mother Goose had a house, 'twas built in a wood, where an owl at the door for sentinel stood. She had a son, Jack, a plain-looking lad. He was not very good, nor yet very bad. She sent him to market. A live goose he bought. Here, mother, says he, it will not go for naught. Jack's goose and her gander grew very fond. They'd both eat together or swim in one pond. Jack found one morning, as I have been told, his goose had laid him an egg of pure gold. Jack rode to his mother the news for to tell. She called him a good boy and said it was well.
Mm. I like that. That's really cute.
I hadn't heard that part before. The last part,
I don't think I had either. And, you know, a lot of people are named Jack in a lot of these nursery rhymes, probably because mm-hmm. it's an easy name.
Sure. But and probably common.
Have you heard the story about Humpty Dumpty? Do you remember that nursery rhyme?
I remember it.
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty uh-huh. Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. And there are several theories about who Humpty Dumpty was. And one theory is that it was Richard III of England. He was the king. He fell off his horse. He had a great fall during battle. And then he, of course, because he was off his horse, he was a little more vulnerable. He was violently killed in battle. So no matter how many horses or how many men he had on his side, the king was dead and Humpty Dumpty could not be put back together again. And what about Ring Around the Rosy? I bet you could play that on your recorder.
Well, Perhaps. I didn't bring my recorder with me, though. I moved to a speaking area, and it's I left okay. the performance area.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gene has a performance area, a speaking area, a thinking area, and a working area. Talk about categorizing your life. Oh, that's funny. But
keeps
I get
me
it.
Dancing.
Yeah. But ring around the rosy, pocket mm-hmm. full of posy, ashes.
Ashes, we all fall down.
I mean, yeah. I can remember as a little girl with cousins and sisters, we didn't need a bunch of friends around, which was good because we lived so far out in the boonies. We mm-hmm. didn't have many friends that could come visit, but we'd hold hands and we'd sing and we'd skip around and we'd sing that little song. Well, we said it off key usually, but when you get to the ashes, we all fall down. Everybody dropped down to the dirt or the grass. Mm-hmm. And most people believe that these lyrics are about the horrible Black Plague of London that killed so many people. And the ashes referred to the cremated remains of the people who had died on the street. I never thought that they would have to cremate them. But yeah, I mean, they couldn't afford the time or the space to bury them all.
Yeah. I understand that posies have the special significance too.
Yes. Do you want to tell it?
Well, I mean, I just, I'm not exactly, I just recall something about that would have been more of a funeral flower.
Well, I think in those days, a posy was anything with flowers, and they were uh-huh. preferably fragrant flowers. Uh-huh. And they were often tied together with a ribbon or a string of some sort to make a little bouquet.
Oh,
and
so
a pocket full of posies mean you kept your flowers with you at all times. Because as you're passing through the streets, uh-huh. the smell had to be horrible.
Oh my, interesting.
So to maintain your sanity and your olfactory senses, you'd have to hold these flowers up to your nose to breathe.
Wow. So the song is actually a very complete tale of the Black Plague.
Yes.
Wow.
And what about three blind mice, see how they run. That was the Tom and Jerry song, wasn't it?
I think so. Or the, no, Stooges.
Stooges, yeah, the Three Stooges. Yeah. Anyway.
I just remember that old farmer's wife chopped off their tails.
Yes.
With a carving knife. I mean, she's trying to chop them, I guess.
Right. She was trying to kill them and she got their tails. But the theory behind that is that Queen Mary, who was the first queen of England, was known as Bloody Mary. The three blind mice were three bishops of a different religion. And because she didn't like them, she declared them heretics and they were to be burned at the stake.
Oh.
Yes.
Interesting.
So, you know, if anybody wants to look up a nursery rhyme and call us or, well, you can't always call us because we're not always live, but you can email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on our Facebook page, which is simply Be Unique Radio on Facebook, and share your favorite nursery rhyme with us. If you do that, Gene, tell them what they get. Gene? I lost Gene. He's muted.
Oh, sorry. I'm muted. Story of my life. I stay muted.
Oh, man.
We want to get you put into an entry, get you entries into a free gift giveaway that we're going to do. So
yes.
If you contact us in any way, shape, or form, and get us who you are, you'll get an entry into the gift giveaway.
You know, we've given away almost $400 worth of things already. Ooh. And yeah. We mail them anywhere in or out of the United States of America.
Anywhere
in the world. If you've got a mailing address and a first name, we will get them to you. We'll mm-hmm. take care of customs and everything, and we'll make sure that you get your gift.
Yeah.
And if you want to see who else has won, check out beunique.org. We have all the names listed. There's also a trivia question, some hints, and the answer. And then that's just another way that you can learn something new.
Yeah.
So guess what time
all
it
right.
is?
Well, I'm thinking, yeah, gosh, it's really time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
And I was just even thinking of talking about another one I just thought of, but I'll tell you what, on a typical day, I would go ahead and play a little bit of exit music because I love playing my recorder for everybody. But at the same time, I left my recorder out of my laboratory.
He left his recorder in the production area. He's now in the speaking area.
That's what it was. Boy, I'll tell you what. Now, I could go ahead with one of my favorite theme songs as we go out and just hum a few bars.
Okay. You hum a few bars and I'll say something. He sounds like he's using a yazoo. We're happy you chose. I said, you sound like you're using a kazoo.
Oh,
remember those kazoos?
Yes,
you would hum into and they'd make this little zzz, zzz sound.
Oh yeah, I love it. Yeah,
we should get me a kazoo. I could handle that.
Well, you know what, let me see if I can see if I can find one, because
I can handle a kazoo or a tambourine or bells. I can do my bells pretty good.
Yeah,
but anyway, folks,
we are
definitely out of time. Yeah. We're happy you chose to take a break with us today, and we look
so
forward
much.
To hearing from you online.
Yeah.
Visit beunique.org for all the details about all of our shows. And also, don't forget, if you missed it this morning, next Monday, we're going to have another Manifest Monday on
yes.
Unique. They have that. That's our newest show. It starts at 11 o'clock on every Monday. And then right after that, we have Take a Break with Gene and Mary.
Yeah. Check it out.
Yeah. So bye, everybody.
All right. See y'all.
See ya.